Welcome and greetings in Jesus' name. I think I will close out the week by reading several verses here in John chapter 8 that I think are very interesting and very relevant to us today. I'll start here at verse 31, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 31. Actually, maybe it's 30. In the previous verses, he was speaking to the Jews, and in verse 30, it says, "As he spoke these words, many believed in him." And the very next verse, it says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" Here we have a very important truth, that Jesus is not just looking for people who believe. He's looking for us to abide in his word, that we may be his disciples indeed. Because here he's saying, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And by the end of the chapter, they're ready to stone him. It starts out with them taking offense at his statement, "And the truth shall make you free." And this, it seems that this offended them somewhat, and it just continued on from there. As Jesus continued to tell them the truth, they continued to get more and more offended. So if we look at this and just consider that he was speaking to those Jews who believed him, people who were believing, it says they believed in him. And verse 31, it says they believed him. This should encourage us to abide, that we need to abide by his word and to be his disciples and to become disciples. And also, of course, we need to disciple others, as he says in the Great Commission. But it goes on here, and at one point they claim that, they say that they are Abraham's descendants, and then later on they say, "Abraham is our father," in verse 39. Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." Now, the works of Abraham were done by faith. We can read in Hebrews 11 about the works of Abraham and how they were done by faith. So we need to understand that it is not simply believing in our heads, it is putting faith into practice and letting faith guide our actions and to lead us, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that we put the words of Jesus into practice, that our faith in him compels us and moves us to put into action his word. And Jesus said, "But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this." So even though they were literal, physical descendants of Abraham, they were not Abraham's children. They were not Abraham's spiritual children, and they were not of the faith of Abraham, because they had a completely different attitude. And we can still see that, something very similar to that today, in many in different places where people will lift up one of their, maybe their ancestors or their forefathers who were godly people, and call themselves by that name or identify with the forefathers. But yet if they would study and search what these men taught and believed, it would be very much at odds with what they sometimes believe. I've seen this happen. Not that it's everywhere, but something that we need to be on guard against is that we don't claim to be the spiritual descendants of people that we don't agree with in practice. Jesus told these Jews, he had some very strong words for them. He said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me." Why is it that when someone has the truth of God's word and it doesn't quite fit with our way of thinking, that we so easily tend to become offended at the person, at the messenger? That's exactly what we see happening here. Because he told them the truth, they became offended. And they began to insult him and accuse him of having a demon. And at the end, when Jesus identified himself as being I am before Abraham, they took up stones. They had simply had enough. So I don't know how it went after that. Not real clear here, but obviously just believing in him or believing him as he spoke the words prior was not enough. They also needed to abide in his word and put faith into action and let their minds be transformed by Jesus. So those are my thoughts for today. I find that encouraging and also very serious. We need to take this seriously. And my prayer is that we can all be inspired to search the Word of God for the truth that are there and to abide in them. God bless you.